How will you distinguish this self-confidence from overconfidence?
You should have faith and intelligence also. We should be realistic. At the same time, we should be willing to take risks and have courage to go beyond what we feel we can do. But it has to be realistic. Enthusiasm and patience are necessary for real achievement on a spiritual platform. Overconfidence can be defined in many ways, but one way is when we're depending on our own abilities that are far beyond our own abilities. That is a type of arrogance. In one sense, we should not be afraid of being overconfident if it is based on the proper foundation of confidence and faith. We shouldn't be stupid. Just like Srila Prabhupada gave us an example that you shouldn't go to the forest and embrace the tiger, knowing that Krishna is in the heart of the tiger. That is a type of overconfidence. It's just beyond your level of reality. The tiger will kill you. Or you shouldn't lovingly kiss the lips of a cobra, thinking that he's my brother. He's a child of God. We have to be intelligent. So there must be proper utilization of intelligence and at the same time enthusiasm and patience without arrogance. But don't be afraid to strive for things beyond the horizon of your ideals. Shyamasundara Prabhu taught that to us. A penniless beggar in the streets of London, making the lead guitarist of the Beatles a devotee and living in his house with him as his best friend. In fact, when George Harrison, just a couple years ago, was passing from this world on his deathbed, he only asked for a few people to come. The whole world. He had tens and millions, if not hundreds of millions of fans who screamed for him and bought his records and idolized him. But he asked for one Bengali musician, sitar player named Ravi Shankar, who was George Harrison's musical guru, a very elderly gentleman. And he asked for Shyamasundara Prabhu and Mukunda Goswami, two devotees, to be at his bedside chanting the names of Krishna when he passed from this world. That was the faith he had in these devotees. And on Prabhupada's inspiration, he wrote a song that had tens of millions of people chanting Hare Krishna. Number one song in most of the world, called My Sweet Lord, based on Prabhupada's teachings of singing in a mood of separation, longing for the mercy of the Lord as a person. So he strived for something that was beyond his own capacity. With faith, with patience, and with intelligence. Does that answer your question?
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.